Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow, you're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. We absolutely want to be here with you. Derek, Gary, and Chase Blaine.
We do indeed.
Halloween night.
Yes, happy Halloween, everyone.
Spooky. Spooky. It's going to get spooky tonight because we're not doing any of the usual nonsense tonight. We're taking a break from the ghosts and goblins in the regular news and dealing with the ghosts and goblins.
Dealing with the fictional ones we all love so much.
For a change. Although, I suppose there are a couple of things that we have to get, you know, to off the bat. Congratulations to our World Series champion, Boston Red Sox.
Heck yes. Oh my goodness.
Shay would have beaten me to death. Shay, by the way, is dressed up as Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas tonight. And Shay would have put a total beatdown on me.
Dressed as Sally, which actually would have been kind of fun for someone to watch, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would enjoy seeing it. Oh, look, there's Derek getting beaten up by Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, it's funny, when the Sox won, I think that's the latest, I was watching it with my mom, and I think that's the latest she stayed up in like a century. It was like 11-something. But I immediately called my father, of course. He didn't pick up. He was probably just screaming too loud to hear his phone. Joyously, of course.
Yes.
But I almost instinctually called my grandpa Pop, who I think I've talked about on the show before. He had emphysema for like 10 years. And I said goodbye to him like 4 times. Like, he'd get pneumonia, go to the hospital. The doctors would be like, this is it. And then he'd just rally. And it used to be an old family joke that he was just waiting for the Red Sox to win the World Series again. Because he was born, I believe, in like 1923. So it was 5 years after 1918. And then when he won, when they won in 2004, he was the first phone call I made. I was like,
nice.
Pop, pop, they did it. They did it. They did it. He died 2 months later, or 2.5 months later.
There you go.
And we were like, yep. But I loved the interview with Chris Sale. He had his kids, either of his kids, like on each side of his lap. And I still don't know, is the younger one a girl or a boy?
You're not supposed to ask that question anymore.
So I know, but
just don't go there.
Well, if it's a boy, it's a very pretty boy. Because me and my mom like sat there debating whether or not.
They are whatever they want to be.
So his kept grabbing the microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was
yeah.
so cute.
And started babbling.
Yeah, like I would say to the point where Big Poppy just like he'd ask a question and use his microphone to put it in front of Sale's mouth because that one in his hand was generally useless. But yeah, I love that she or he, or they, whatever, suddenly went like, oh.
And whoever was on the other side, I forget.
I didn't say, I only know Ortiz's name. I don't know.
It's A-Rod or Jeter or somebody was sitting on the, I think it was A-Rod.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think A-Rod was on his left and then there was another guy on David Ortiz's right.
And just put his hand out and the baby was like slapping his hand through the whole thing. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I love the interview ended with them being like, well, I think we have a future commentator and pitcher sitting with us.
Absolutely. So congratulations to the Red Sox.
Yes.
No thanks to you, Red Sox, for winning that game in Los Angeles.
That's one thing that I was very disappointed about, to be honest. Because it was like...
You were disappointed. I had Game 6 tickets.
Oh, no.
I had Game 6 tickets, all right? Well, I'm disappointed.
I was going to try to sweet talk my dad into letting me use his season tickets for Game 6.
I hate baseball, once again. So, you know, this is why I hate baseball.
Well, and it also, I mean, it's hard... It's like, well, the year in 2004 when they won the series for the first time in 86 years,
I was in Los Angeles.
I was in the Bronx going to college 25 blocks from Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, I got beer bottles thrown at me. And I was just sitting there being like, of course. I've waited my entire life for this to happen.
Yeah.
I've been a Sox fan since as long as I can remember. And I was like, I can't believe I moved to the Bronx a month later. The Sox won the World Series finally.
I got people from Boston calling me like, we won. And I'm like, stop. I don't want to hear how happy you are. Because I'm out here and it's traffic all day long and we're winning nothing.
Do you at least get a refund for the tickets?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, you have to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we get a refund for the tickets. But it's like, it would have been awesome to go and see them win the World Series in person instead of just
watching
it on TV.
Panic on the streets of London, riot on the streets of Boston.
Yeah, and then don't get me started about that tragedy of a football game on Monday night. So that's one thing we got to get out of the way.
Oh, right, football.
The other thing we got to get out of the way is usually Halloween is when the monsters come out, and not when the monsters are vanquished permanently. Good night, Whitey Bulger. He died as he lived, being beaten over the head with a padlock in a sock.
Well, it's funny. My mom was talking to me about that. And originally when they broke the story, they said that he died from like undisclosed circumstances.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, they've been disclosed. They tried to gouge his eyes out. They tried to cut his tongue out.
Oh,
it was very clearly a mafia hit.
Well, and I love too the man who has even taken credit for doing it is a convicted murderer serving life without the possibility of parole.
Who's the new king of the federal prisons, by the way.
I was going to say, he is getting so many pats on the back tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, that's what I said to my mom is like, if you have life without parole, like, who cares? Like, I'm not saying I would kill somebody, but it's like, well, what are they going to do? Put me in more maximum security prison? Like, there's nothing. Maybe he'll go to the shoe for a couple days, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... I love, too, that, like, he even said that the impetus for that was that he was a rat and he didn't like rats.
Yep.
Which is very... I've never seen a more fitting the punishment fits the crime.
This is a guy who apparently was given the opportunity to flip and chose not to. So, you know, he finds out Whitey's in town and it's like, all right, let's go.
So, this is happening.
Whitey Bulger, your story is over. And, you know, I'm of mixed opinions on this because I don't think anybody should be brutally beaten to death. Okay?
That's fair.
But if anybody had earned the right to be brutally beaten to death, it was Whitey Bulger.
I mean, it is like I said, it is so punishment fits the crime. Like, you think about, by the way, if you hear rustling over the course of our show, it's because we are shamelessly eating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
It's Halloween night. We have our treats.
It is. I was going to say, I'm glad you did that because now I'm going to open one. But it is funny, just the irony of it all. He thought he was going to get away with everything. And maybe most of it wasn't done at his hand, but thinking about how many beatings he was responsible for, and then to have him go out like that, I mean, it would be like the head of a cigarette company dying from emphysema. Like, yeah. It's very, which I think actually happened. I think the Marble Man died of
emphysema. Yeah, but he wasn't the head of the company. He was just an actor.
True. But
his estate sued and won.
Nonetheless, that's awesome. I was going to say, as I was saying that, I was like, I'm pretty sure they sued Philip Morris.
And won.
But it's just so, again, I agree with you. I don't wish someone being beaten to death on anybody, but you kind of giggle quietly about it.
Karma has that way of coming around and getting you.
Yeah. Well, I remember there was a cab driver I had in Los Angeles who lived next door to him in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just thought he was like this random old dude. Like, I would bring, because until The Departed and until he got brought to justice, outside of Boston, people really didn't know who Whitey Bulger was. Even though he was number two on the most wanted list after Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is like he said, he's like, I used to help him bring his groceries inside.
My aunt's hairdresser lived in the same building as him and used to get into fights with him about parking.
You know? Oh, if she only knew who she was fighting with.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it is WMFO Medford. It is Halloween, and it is a Halloween tradition on this program that we serve up this little gem as some Halloween safety information. If the kids are going out trick-or-treating tonight, you're going to want to listen to this and pay careful attention to the product placement at the end. Is anything... Oh, you know why? Because it's on this one.
Story, please.
Well, okay, but before I start, Melissa, you'll have to listen very carefully. Promise?
Promise.
Well, it was a dark and stormy Halloween evening. The wind was howling, the owls were hooting, and my pals Billy, Dennis, and Scott and I were all dressed up in our scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, we heard strange sounds coming from the vacant house across the street. We wanted to find out what was inside, so we waited until the light turned green, crossed the street, and ran towards the house. Carefully, we walked up the stairs onto the creaky porch. We pushed the door open and walked into the pitch-black house. I had forgotten the flashlight that my mother always told me to take along on Halloween, so we couldn't see a thing except for our brightly colored costumes that glowed in the dark. All of a sudden, I felt a cold hand on my shoulder. I turned around, and a vampire with fangs for teeth and bloodshot eyes was standing right in front of me.
Good evening, my little ghosts and goblins, and welcome to the haunted Halloween house. We've been expecting you.
My pals ran to the door, but it slammed shut. I could hear our hearts pounding louder and louder.
Leaving so soon? Why, you've just arrived. Don't be frightened. There's really nothing to be afraid of. Except...
Billy turned to me and whispered, I'll never go into a stranger's house again. Never! What's that sound? I asked.
Oh, you want to discover the secret of Halloween, do you? All right, then. It's just behind that door. Open it. If you dare.
Holding my breath, I walked towards the door. As I reached for the door handle, the door opened. A bright light was coming from inside an old dusty trunk. As I got closer, the sounds got louder. I opened the trunk. Witches, skeletons, bats, bullets came flying at us.
And then what happened, Grandpa?
I woke up. It was just a dream. But you see, Melissa, Halloween can be lots of fun, but the trick to having a great Halloween is to follow a few simple safety rules. Now tell me, what have you learned from the story?
I'll never go into a stranger's house. I'll always take a flashlight when I go trick-or-treating. I won't go out alone. I'll always wear a bright reflective costume so people can see me in the dark.
Anything else, Melissa?
I'll always wait until the light turns green. And I'll look both ways before crossing.
Remember, wait till you get home to try Halloween treats and eat craft-wrapped candies.
Who was that, Grandpa?
I'm really not sure.
Store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Big Picture Halloween Edition.
I was going to say, this is the Halloween edition of the
so,
Big Picture.
So, Melissa, did we learn things from the craft people?
First of all, never call me that again. Second of all, yes, I believe we did.
Always eat craft individually wrapped Halloween candy. Don't eat any other Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Only craft Halloween candy.
So many razor blades and apples, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So this is a good topic. Halloween candy. We of course are sitting here picking out on the Reese's peanut butter cups,
which is one of the best Halloween candies.
Which I gotta say, you know, we give out the full size bars at my house.
Oh, you're one of those families.
Well, we're terrified of the neighbor kids, is what it comes down to.
That was my next door neighbors. They gave out king size Snickers. I'd always go there at like 5 to make sure I got one.
but the thing is, you're that's insurance. Okay, because it's like we're like the cool family now.
Don't egg us, please.
Right, we're the cool family. They give out the full size bars. Don't mess with them. And we're paid up through their adolescence, so that's good. They will not be destroying the house in their random fits of hormonal madness. But if you're getting like the snack size, like the Reese's peanut butter cup has got to be your best value.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
half of the full size.
Well, these are a little bit smaller than a regular Reese's peanut butter cup, but
it still satisfied me just as much.
Yeah, if you throw two of them at somebody, it's like, hey, you got Reese's. Yeah. It's like almost like full size.
Well, that's what we, what do you call it? My family growing up, it was always like we'd get the fun size, whatever, but we would get a ton. And I loved too that both of my parents thought the same way that I do about this, which is depending on how good the costume is, like I'll toss you 2 or 3.
Oh, nice. Nice.
If you're just wearing a t-shirt, jeans, and a cape and saying that you're a vampire, well, you get one.
Yeah.
But we'd always get way too much, and that's why, like, I think I spent most months of November as a child just on a like perpetual sugar high.
Yeah.
Just because there'd be so much Halloween candy around. I get home from school and be like, oh, yeah, this.
My dad had a notorious sweet tooth, and he would take half of my Halloween candy every year. Like, I'd go to bed at night with this bag, and I'd wake up the next morning, and it's like, I think he thought I was too young to notice, and I'd be like, wait a minute, I've been robbed. What? Because it wasn't like I had any siblings doing this to me. But when I was growing up, like, Melrose, the town where I grew up, it's not like Charlestown population heavy, but there were a lot of houses over around the Highlands, and it's like, we worked out like an entire route. We covered everything. And we would come home like at the end of the night with like 10 pounds of Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah.
In a sack. And it was like, you know.
Well, that's we
dump it out on the floor and start, you know.
We were pillowcase kids. Even when my family like lived comfortably, it was always like, no, you're bringing a pillowcase. That's what you do on Halloween. But me and my brother and sister used to either, like, we'd get home at the end of the night and pour all the candy out, and it'd be like, I'll give you 2 of these for 4 of those. And we also used to gamble with them. We used to play, like, that's what's weird. I knew how to play poker starting when I was, like, 5, because we used to play 5-card stud and use candy as, and it was actually very specific, too, because we'd say, like, you know, if you want a miniature Snickers bar, that's like three Dum Dums. Like, those are, like, we had, like, we figured out the currency, like, the exchange value, or exchange rate, rather. But it's so funny to think about, as my brother, I was talking to him on the phone last night, and I was like, hey, so what are you being for Halloween? He's like, oh, me and his girlfriend, Yemeni, he's like, oh, we're going away on Thursday, so we're not really doing anything. I was like, Danny, at least, like, egg a house near you or something. Like, this used to be very important to us.
Yeah. So what was
still is to me, obviously, given you can't see, but I have bright red hair right now.
What was the first thing that you reached for when you dumped out that bag of Halloween candy? What was the first thing that was gone?
First thing that, like, I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, Jawbreakers.
Really?
I used to love, well, I had another neighbor that would always give us, like, the full size, like, the size bigger than a golf ball, like, those really hardcore Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
And what I loved about Jawbreakers is, like, I'm not even that much of a sweet tooth, but, you know, Halloween, it's like you just, it's like meth heads.
Yeah.
But I love Jawbreakers because I would never bite into it. So they last like a week. It takes you forever to work your way through one of those things. But those were always my go-to. And obviously, like I said, the neighbors next door gave us king-size candy bars.
Number two?
Number two. Well, I hated candy corn. I still hate candy
corn.
Nobody
likes candy corn.
Some people say that they really like it.
They're
and
lying.
I don't get it. I'm
they're
like,
lying.
It just tastes like, ugh. But I'd always go for like the, I'm more of like a sour. If I'm going to eat something sweet, I like Sour Patch Kids or Warheads. Warheads. Oh, my God. Did you ever do the Warhead Challenge when you were a kid? Warheads, you know what they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're like suckers, but they either are sour or hot. But the Warhead Challenge was like being able to keep one like tucked into your cheek for 2 minutes straight.
We used to do that with, we didn't have Warheads. But what we had was these single wrapped cinnamon balls.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say just like the they're called.
It's like
hot
a
balls or
yeah, it's like a Jawbreaker.
It was like super hot.
Yeah, we had those and we used to do that with those. If you could keep that,
I think that was the origin of like the Warhead Challenge.
We also had the thing where you ate a bag of Pop Rocks and drank the Coke and tried to explode. First it was that's how Mikey died, and then it was that's how the kid in the Michael Jackson video died. And in both cases, it wasn't true.
I was saying, and then they actually do an urban legends. That's a thing. Like that's one of the because you know it's all they all end up dying from urban legends, but that's one of them is the Pop Rocks and Coke thing.
So for me, it was the Hershey Special Dark. If you were giving out Special Dark,
yeah.
Oh man, you were my.
Those are good.
To this day, I am crazy for dark chocolate. And it's like the thing about Special Dark is you get very, very few of them.
Oh,
Hershey's used to make that sort of in between size bar. It wasn't the full size.
I was gonna say it was,
and
like,
it wasn't the fun. You know, the
yeah, like it was
the miniature size.
It was almost like the size of a granola bar.
Yeah. And I immediately grab all of those and set them aside and eat one. And then it's like ration those out. And then the next thing for me was the Junior Mints.
Oh, see, I was allergic to peppermint growing up. So anything mint, I was always just like, is this worth me being covered in hives and not being able to breathe? Yeah. Well, I'll always remember though, like when, so I, it was one of those, I didn't even know this was a thing until this happened, but it was one of those cyclical allergies where I had it for 7 years and then it just went away. And I remember going to the doctor when I was 21 and being like, well, I'm still allergic to peppermint. And they did a test. They were like, oh, no, you're not. You've probably not been allergic to it for like 5 years. And I was like,
did you go out and have a Junior Mint?
You couldn't have told me that? Oh, yeah. I immediately went and got a York peppermint patty and just sat there in my car, like, annihilating it.
The Yorks are good, but there's something about the Junior Mint that I'm like, you know, this is a good...
Even just the fact that the name of them is adorable.
Yeah. But one of the most wasteful Halloween products imaginable, because they come in a little box, and there's like three Junior Mints in that box. And it's like, why is this in this? Can you package this in a more responsible way?
It's like when you buy a bag of potato chips, and it's just all settled like halfway down.
Yeah,
and you're like, why did you need this big of a bag?
80% of the bag is air, and you're like, hello, chips.
Where are you down there?
So those were the first things that were gone for me. What was left over? What was always sitting there at the end?
The raisins, anything mint flavored. Twizzlers. I hate Twizzlers. And I always thought it was a really cop-out Halloween candy, too, because, like, it would always, like, the fun-size ones, they're barely anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can eat them in two bites even when you're a child. Whereas at least, like, the, like, fun-size, like, candy bars and stuff like that, you can get a good couple of savory minutes out of that. Yeah, hate Twizzlers, hate candy corn, like I said.
Yeah.
Or those stupid pumpkins that they think are somehow fancier than candy corn, but they are essentially the exact same.
Made out of the same stuff, but it's shaped like a pumpkin. See, the candy corn I would eat, but it would be toward the end. Like, I don't think I ever ate all of the Dum-Dums. Like, no one ever gets through. Like, stop.
Yeah, like, why is anyone giving Dum-Dums out as Halloween candy?
Yeah, Dum-Dums are not, like, and people are like, oh, it's good, it's a lollipop. But you look at it and you're like, you know what, it's like a full-size candy bar. Like, it's nice.
Yeah, like, there's a reason this is called Dum-Dum.
Yeah, Dum-Dums are like the worst lollipops ever. Maybe not the worst ever.
I would say,
you know.
Like, I loved Blow Pops. That's the one I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
I had another neighbor that would, they did bouquets of Blow Pops. So there'd be like five wrapped with tape. And that, I never missed that.
That was the only time I would get Blow Pops because my mother would never let me have them. She thought the concept.
I mean, they're terrible for your teeth.
Oh yeah, that was it. She thought like the combination of gum wrapped in a lollipop was the devil's work, and she was like, "No, you will not have that."
Well, that's when I was in first grade. I had a teacher whose name I promise you I'm not making this up, Ms. Wiener. Who would, if we like got 100 on a spelling test or something like that, she'd give us a Blow Pop, and I just became an addict.
Nice.
Like I said, like I don't even really like sweet things. Like I'm always more savory salty than I am sweet. But something about Blow Pops, they're just so satisfying because you're like, oh, I get to eat a lollipop. Wait, then I have gum for like half an hour.
were they still giving out the little sugar daddies when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
God, I hate those.
Sugar daddies and sugar babies are the ones that are like jelly beans.
Yeah.
They're the same thing. Oh, my God. I completely forgotten about those.
I swear those were invented by an orthodontist because it's it's just like you'd bite into it and your teeth would get stuck in it.
It's like Charleston chews, too. Charleston chews would just get... the insides would just get like molded to your teeth.
I love the little Charleston chews though.
I mean,
those
I do love
fun.
Charleston chews. My brother and my dad used to love freezing them, which drove me nuts. Like, I always liked, it was so satisfying, like taking a bite and having, it's like melted cheese.
Yeah.
You know, where it just makes that long, like stretched out thing.
But the one...
I completely forgotten about sugar daddies. Oh my God. Weren't they on a stick?
Yeah, it was on a little stick. The one thing that I think I got to a point where I just stopped eating these and just left them and was like, if somebody wants them, they'll take them. Bitto honey.
Bitto, oh God, I haven't thought of that in a million years either.
It's like this.
It's basically honey. It's just honey, but
it's like a piece of taffy
congeals.
That's honey flavored.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this? Isn't
why would I ever want this?
This may have been candy like back at the turn of the century before you'd invented like sugar
like
and chocolate.
Good candy.
Yeah, but this is not. This has no place in the 20th century.
Yeah, there's. Well, this was so funny. I remember like. Talking to my grandmother, my dad's mom, my grandma Kay, about candy when she was a little girl. And I was like, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that you guys had, I'm so sorry. Because our candy is dope.
Yeah. It's the candy.
Especially when it's mixed with ice cream.
Candy has come a long way. I mean, it's, you know. The stuff. I mean, the classics are still there. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can still get Charleston Chew anymore. Can you? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen those.
I'm eating Reese's Pieces. They're like Fresca, where it's like it's not really popular anymore. But if you know where to look,
if you know a guy,
you can find it.
You can get some. Yeah. Of course, you can't get any of the Necco. We can't get the Conversation Hearts or the Sky Bars anymore. I will miss the Sky Bar.
I still can't believe that.
But. It's amazing to me how some of these old-time candies, like Bitto Honey and like the Sugar Daddy, which really have no reason to exist in our modern world,
are holding on.
Are still around.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, USA Today just did a whole thing on like the best candy bar, and the winner was the Take 5 bar.
Oh, which, that's the best candy bar in the entire world. Yeah,
I'm not down with this whole thing you kids got going on where you're putting pretzels and everything. And
no, it legitimately, it's not about the pretzelness. It's about that all of those flavors complement each other perfectly.
I don't need salt in my chocolate is what I'm saying. The salted chocolate thing is, you know, this is more millennial madness as far as I'm concerned.
Are you kidding? This was way pre-millennial. My terrible ex-boyfriend that I never name on the show, but you know who I'm talking about. The one that left me for someone with a stripper name, that one.
Yeah.
But for Valentine's Day, he just got me 5 packs of like my favorite gum and then 5 Take 5 bars. And I was just like, yep, that'll do.
Nice.
That'll do.
The runner-up was Kit Kat. Kit Kat I can get on board with.
See, Kit Kat, I do. I was going to say I like Kit Kat. When I was a kid, I used to chew the chocolate off of the sides. And then eat the wafer with just like top and bottom chocolate afterwards. Yeah.
So you can get the wafers separately. I mean, there's plenty of people that make the wafers, and the wafers are good too.
Oh yeah.
But Kit Kat is just like, yeah, you figured that you got something
same
good.
Same with Twix. It's like you can't go wrong with the Twix bar.
It's a classic. Yeah. You know, and it's like Three Musketeers is a classic. They're all classics now.
Well, it's weird. Like
except for weird stuff like Take 5, which has come along in my lifetime, and I'm like, why did we do this?
Because it's delicious.
Oh,
shut up.
It's not.
It's what is it? I was gonna say it's pretzel, peanut butter, caramel. Chocolate and there's 5 ingredients.
Yeah.
I think the other one is just peanuts.
That's yeah, it's peanuts. It's like
delicious.
Too much.
Are you kidding? It's delicious.
It's too much.
It's not like too many cooks in the kitchen. They all complement each other.
I'll give you one candy bar that's a winner is a Halloween fun size, but a loser if you buy the actual full size bar, and that is the 100 grand, formerly known as the $100,000 bar.
Oh, I agree.
Like, the small one...
So much better than the giant one.
Is like, this is as much of this flavor combination as I need. This is great. This is perfect. You get a big one, you eat that much of it, and then you're like, oh, there's more.
That's the same with... what's the one that's just peanuts and caramel?
Oh,
Henry?
Snickers?
No, Snickers has
chocolate.
No, it's
got nougat.
And nougat. Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think it's the O. Henry.
No, Payday.
Payday. Yeah, I was going to say it's literally just peanuts
yeah, it's like
and caramel.
There's
no chocolate.
Yeah, there's peanuts wrapped around caramel, is what it is. Yeah.
But I feel the same way about like that. The fun size, I'm like, yep, this is exactly the amount of this that I want.
Yeah.
But you get a full one and you take 2 bites and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I need to take a nap
now. Yeah, I'm done. I'm overloaded. Please make it stop. So that's our candy wrap up.
Wrap up like candy's wrapped
nice.
Up.
Nice. Hey, you know what I got to mention here, Shay Spillane?
What's that?
It is here at WMFO Medford Donation Drive 2018.
Get it.
It is that donations time of year. We're looking for your monies. We want your monies. People are always like, why do you...
Dame tu dinero.
Why do you want our monies? Why should we give you our monies? Aren't you paid for by Tufts University? And and here is some truth. I'm going to throw a little music on the background here. Here is some truth. Yes, we are funded by Tufts University. They give us money, and we appreciate that.
Thanks, Tufts.
But the
WMFO
money,
Medford.
The money that they give us basically goes to keep the lights on, keep a roof over our head, and pay the electric bill, which is keeping the lights on. They pay the internet bill is what I meant to say. All this other...
Like our utilities, basically.
All this other stuff that we've got, all this digital broadcasting capability and podcasting and all these things that we do.
And these things we're talking into that sometimes need to be replaced.
Well, here's the thing. We get microphones either way. We get decent microphones. Better microphones. So everything that makes the station sound good, everything that keeps the station on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, really comes from your donations as a listener. And we love you for that.
We do.
And the more you give to the station, the more of us you get to enjoy. So it is our donation drive. You can go to donate.wmfo.org. You can donate as little as a dollar. And we appreciate that. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is that a lot of times people think, oh, a dollar, what difference is that going to make? But think of if 100 of your friends donated a dollar.
But now here's the fun part. we give you stuff. If
we
you donate,
do.
We got WMFO swag that you may want to get your hands on. So here's what you get for donating. If you give us a dollar, we'll give you a shout out. We'll mention you on the air and say thank you for your donation.
Maybe make a fun pun with your name.
We're not going to sit here and say you only gave us a buck. You know, we're not going to shame you, but we will mention you on the air. We're not going to call you a cheap bastard and be like, really? You couldn't cough up $5?
Unless you specifically request that you call us, that we call you a cheap bastard. In which case we will.
We're going to thank you for your donation on the air. For $5, you get a shout out and a WMFO bumper sticker. I have one on my car.
He does. That's how I always know when he's here.
It is extremely fashionable. Our $10 award could save your life. This is the WMFO keychain bottle opener. Listen.
I mean, I work here and I don't have one of those and I covet it.
Listen, if you don't have a bottle opener, you don't know how much you need a bottle opener. Because in that situation where you need a bottle opener.
It's like finding a cigarette in the street when you're out and not having a lighter.
Guys, when you're the one dude at the party with the bottle opener, the ladies come running.
We do.
Is what I'm going to say. And you know
hey,
what?
They're handsome. I open my Bud Light.
That guy who can open a bottle with his lighter may look cool, but he's going to blow his hand off someday. And you're not because you have an actual bottle opener.
That's how I sliced my fingers open on St. Patrick's Day once. Was trying to open a beer bottle
so with that's a lighter. $10, you get the bottle opener, the bumper sticker, and the shout out. For $25, you get the WMFO shot glass, which... Don't need a bottle opener for that.
Just need a bottle.
Yeah. You got to supply your own alcohol, but that's a fine shot glass, and people will say, wow.
And they'll be like, oh my God, you're so cool. You donated to a nonprofit organization. I should just buy you the whiskey to put in the shot glass.
Put some of your finest Cuervo in there, and your neighbors and friends will be like, now you are a man of rare character. For $50, the WMFO t-shirt. This is a t-shirt with our logo on it. And when you donate, we will send you an email and say, what's your shirt size? And we will get you a shirt that probably is that size. I'm going to tell you.
We're like 90% sure.
If you're a medium and you want the t-shirt, donate early. This is all I'm going to say. It's because they inevitably get like 3 mediums. And then there's like 50 extra larges and like 75 smalls.
Well, that's why I love being so tall. Whenever there's t-shirt situation, I'm like, give me the smallest men's size. Because that's the only one that's going to fit me and fits almost nobody else.
Now, if you can't decide amongst these wonderful things, remember, you get the shout out for a buck. You get the bumper sticker for $5. You get the keychain bottle opener for $10. You get the shot glass for $25. The WMFO t-shirt for $50. Donate $100. We'll give you a tote bag with all that stuff in it.
Yeah, yeah, you.
It is like the WMFO all-purpose survival kit.
And it's a good tote bag, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a go to CVS. No, thank you. I don't need a bag, so I have this dope WMFO tote bag.
So you're gonna get all kinds of neat stuff in there. For $500, we used to throw in, like, a random piece of something from the station with that.
I was going to say, it used to be, like a poster or record or something.
And I don't know if we're still doing that or not. Maybe we can get some clarity on that before next week, because it used to be like, you know, here's...
Hey, higher-ups, let us know.
here's a CD. Here's a roll of tape. Here's some leftover buttons from Spring Fling 3 years ago. But there's always something goofy in there.
Here's that poster of Iggy Pop. No, you can't take that. I love looking at it every week.
Now, if you donate $500, we will give you the plague. No, I'm sorry. The plaque.
Well, keep talking.
We will give you the plaque. For $500, you will be placed on a plaque. Your name will be placed on a plaque, and it will hang right here in the studio.
I'm looking at a couple of them right now.
There are a few of said plaques in here right now.
Yeah.
So you could be an eternal part of the station.
And what I love, too, is that we hang them very high on the wall, so you're literally above us. We have to look up to you.
For $1,000, you will get a station tour and lunch with the executive board.
Oh, God, I wish I had a grand lying around. I'd donate.
This is really more for, like, whichever e-board member has
Dad,
the wealthy parents of, like,
Dad.
You want to make a tax-deductible donation and then buy me lunch, Dad?
I would say that's a very important part to mention is that we are a nonprofit organization. So this, you can write this off on your taxes.
And
it's not like you're just tossing money somewhere and like, ooh, maybe they'll fix their car. Like, no, this is actually, we're legit, man.
And as I do every year when we do this donation drive, the nuclear option. We're looking to raise $5,000. If you donate $5,000 to WMFO, you can take this program off the air. If you hate this show that much, if you hate listening every week, get together with your friends, raise $5,000, and we're off the air. We're gone.
If you, I mean, let's not play fast and loose here, Derek.
No one has ever taken me up on this. No one has ever taken me up on this. Well, $5,000, we will just that'll be it. No more big picture. Like Shay will stick around. We'll keep Shay around in some form. But I'm gone.
You'll get rid of Derek.
Yeah.
$10,000, I'll punch Derek in the face.
$15,000, we'll let you co-host. Wait, no.
I think these are pretty good stakes.
Why am I getting punched in the face? I never agreed to get punched in
it
the
was
face.
Just, I was about to say I'll shave Derek's head, but I mean, let's be honest.
$5,000.
Not much to work with.
$5,000, you can take this program off the air, and there will be no more big picture. That's. I'm sure somewhere there are melting snowflakes who are like, oh, I hate that program. It needs to go. Well, you know. I am putting...
That damn libertarian that's talking across from that lovely girl.
I am putting the means of your salvation in your hands. $5,000. Welcome to America. This is how capitalism works. Whoever's got the money makes the decision. So there we go. Donate.wmfo.org. That's where you go. Donate.wmfo.org. If you are a big picture listener, they don't actually give you the... They don't actually give you the thing to say.
This is why I'm doing this.
Whether you like this show or not. Yeah, I don't know. They're asking for a lot of stuff here. But, you know, if you do donate, we will appreciate it greatly.
We will indeed.
And we thank you for listening. We thank you for donating. We thank you for being a part of our lives every Wednesday night. It is WMFO Medford. Halloween.
This is Halloween.
Scary. Now, we've got more scary stuff to talk about tonight.
We do indeed.
When we come back, Halloween costumes. Ugh. The worst Halloween costumes of 2018 that Shay and I have been able to find in just a few minutes here on WMFO Medford.
Pick up I look out my window. What do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. True is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in your ditch. Oh no. Must be the season of the
This is Arch Obler. In a horrific time, in a horrible world, I have been asked to try and horrify you, all in fun, of course. A challenge in horror, so to speak. Now, I know that you're not a person who is easily frightened. Monsters, ghosts, the dead, who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under their gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them there under the ground. May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Now sit quietly, very quietly. The room very quiet. Now whatever I say, don't turn around. Remember that. Don't turn around. Do you hear that? Now, don't turn around. Something is coming up behind you. No, no, don't turn around. It's coming closer and closer and closer. It's something... Oh, no. Dead. It's been dead so very long. No, don't turn around. Closer and closer. Decay, the odor of decay. You almost smell it, can't you? Now, don't turn. It's putting out its hand toward your neck. Skeleton hands reaching for your neck, touching your neck. No, you weren't scared, were you? All right. To continue on our challenge in horror.
So, Dracula.
Amen. Lego. If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Michael Remy was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.